What is passion? Passion comes from different places, and sometimes it's hard to describe it. I'm Layla Yakubu, and I'm on a mission to find out where passion comes from. I always thought cooking was something that could become something more. I imagined myself managing a restaurant, everyone happy and singing, and smiles on all my customers' faces. You know, the stuff you see in the movies. After 3 years of learning about the culinary field at Food and Finance High School, I realized that to pursue a career in culinary, you have to do more than just have a passion for it. Everyone thinks of cooking differently, and not everyone understands everyone else's point of view. Cooking is an art. Art is supposed to make you feel something. Art is supposed to be something that makes you wonder and makes you delve deeper into the world of the artist.
I kind of say actually my passion for cooking comes from art because, you know, I'm also an artist, so that kind of like contributes to what I do as a chef, and it kind of like translates on a plate. So any art that I kind of do, it kind of reflects in my pastries and in my food.
Many people agree with his point of view. In fact, my dad is one of those people. My dad comes from Ghana, and his passion for cooking comes straight from the motherland, or more precisely, his mother.
So, you say you're in the kitchen with your mom all the time. So, did your mom help you develop a passion for cooking?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I used to love eating. I love food. So, I realized that, you know, if I learn how to cook, then or I learn how to make things that I love to eat, then I don't have to depend on anybody. I could just actually cook it on my own or, you know, and eat it anytime I want instead of waiting for my mom to cook. If my mom is not home, I could just, you know, go to the kitchen and find stuff in there. If there's a plantain there, or if it's a cassava, or if it's a yam. And if I want to boil it, I just, you know, boil it and then eat it, you know.
Though many people understand his passion and where it comes from, cooking is also looked at as just to eat, a necessity. In some cases, people who get into cooking think it's going to be one thing, but then it ends up being something completely different or just another chore. For example, my best friend Victoria thought that baking was just a pastime until she realized it could become a career. Victoria wanted to be a pastry chef, but is she aware of all the hard work that comes along with it?
So when did you officially decide that you wanted to become a pastry chef?
In ninth grade, when I was first started coming to the school and baking and stuff like that. But beforehand, I was just baking stuff, but I didn't realize it was a serious career thing.
So do you think you'll still pursue that career as a pastry chef, or are you changing your mind now that you see that it's a lot of work?
I want to get my associates, but I don't think I'll be like, I won't make it a career. Yeah. And do veterinary instead.
Passion comes from different places. But where does it come from, really? My mom has her own idea of why her and my father's passion differ.
You know that Dad is a very good cook. Do you think that your passion for cooking and his passion for cooking come from two different places?
Possible. You know, we are different cultures, different countries, even though you can come from different parts of the world and still possess such passion. You understand? But I think it differs.
My mom grew up in a home where there were many kids to take care of, even though she was a kid herself. She didn't cook because she liked to. She cooked because she had to.
Where do you think your passion for cooking came from, if you have that passion?
I think the passion came from an early age when you have to cook for the little ones, my little brothers and cousins and stuff, you know, taking care of the younger ones and make sure they've eaten, you know, just seeing that they're okay.
My mom had lots of responsibility as a child, taking care of children and siblings, taking care of herself, making sure the household was in order, etc. Maybe cooking was an escape from all that. Maybe not.
So, it must have been very hard to do that every day and make sure everyone else was okay. And you never really had time to just do you because you had to worry about the babies and your brothers and your cousins and everyone else. So, do you think maybe cooking was an outlet of emotion for you?
I don't know. I've never really looked at it that way. So, Not sure. Reading books was an outlet for me. Takes me away from everything and everyone.
Cooking wasn't my mom's way of exploring her passion or to even escape the reality of her life and responsibilities. To her, it was another chore, just another nuisance. While some dedicate their lives to this profession, she was stuck doing this to take care of her family. Unlike my mom, Jaquad loves cooking. In fact, he's dedicating his life to becoming a successful chef.
For me, cooking was something like I always saw my mom do, and I was always in the kitchen with her. So it's kind of like I learned with her. So while she was cooking, I would like pick up little things every now and then and do it with her, or I would do it for her. And eventually, I just started cooking by myself.
Jaquad is one of those people, along with my dad, that learned from home. They learned that cooking is something you have to feel within you. And whether you act on it or not, the passion will still be there. Though passion is something that is hard to explain, it's a feeling that when you get it, you know it's there, and nothing anyone can say or do can discourage you. Some of us actually love the culinary field and all aspects of it and strive to be chefs one day. Meanwhile, others never had that drive and didn't want to pursue a career in culinary. In fact, cooking was always just looked at as another chore. No matter who you are or where it came from, your passion is a message and it's your calling to be whoever it is you want to be.
For Heritage Radio Network, this is Lele Yakubu.